Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The Thompson twins, Seth, right here.
Yeah. You gotta wait a while for the payoff.
You do.
I probably should have had
Colin bump it up to the refrain. We're here now.
We're here now, yeah. For anybody that wasn't listening, they would have had no clue. What the hell are we? Was there a format change? Have Sean and Seth gone to easy listening? What's the deal here?
We would be two hella easy listening DJs, man. We would be amazing. This is the Thompson Twins, who were a three-person band back in 1985. And this was their big hit, Hold Me Now. Joe Leeway, Alana Curry, and Tom Bailey. None of them named Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not twins.
That's a rabbit hole I'll be in after the show.
Hell yeah, man.
This is their only exactly hit.
What's that?
This is their only hit, you said?
No. They had a couple of them.
Okay.
This is their big hit, yeah. This is their big hit. Yep.
If I have to guess, they've got super teased up wavy hair. And
yes.
A lot of just... They're wearing some kind of futuristic looking
all of it.
Jacket with big shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them even looks like they've got like a belt or some strap that comes down diagonally across their chest on the whole thing.
Oh, that's good. That's key.
Yeah. Like a belt across their waist and a belt over their shoulder. So anyways.
He was to try to look like some modern version of a fairy tale prince.
Yeah.
That was what chicks dug back then.
Back in the 80s, man.
This guy as androgynous as possible, okay?
Those were good times, man. Those were good times. All right, so there you go. That all stemmed from someone asking if Amen Thompson would be eventually demonstrably better than Jalen Green. And the right answer to that is yes, he already is.
There are
Jalen
at least
Green.
Two Thompsons better than Jalen Green.
At
Amen
least.
Thompson and the Thompson twins.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
None of whom are named Thompson.
And nor are they twins. They're not even two people. They're three. C.J. Stroud, not a twin, best as I know, was at Fanatics Fest this past week. This is pretty funny. If you recall, C.J. Stroud gave advice to Caleb Williams coming off the field or meeting at midfield after the Texans' 19-13 win over the Bears on Sunday Night Football earlier this year. And Caleb really wasn't having any of it.
And it was a very big brother type of advice. For a lot of people pointed out accurately that C.J. Stroud is, I think, less than a year older than Caleb Williams, basically the same age.
Caleb might, I don't know. Could Caleb be older than C.J. Stroud?
No, C.J.'s older than him, but it's not by much.
Okay, so... And how did he lead into it with Caleb in the middle of the field, Seth? He led into it with a way that would rub most people the wrong
way.
He
started off with like, don't worry about those mistakes.
About those
you
mistakes.
Made.
That's what it was. All right.
Oh, thanks for noticing, Dad.
Yeah. So at Fanatics Fest, Kay Adams asked C.J. Stroud, "Hey, what advice would you have to give to Caleb Williams?" Funny little quip at the beginning, but it actually does lead into some substantive advice for Caleb Williams.
I don't know if Caleb likes my advice, not this player. like I just said, like teams, you know, they prepare more, they know what you're good at. They try to just cut that off. It's like playing basketball. If you find out a guy can't go left, they're going to try to force you left. So whatever your weaknesses are, whatever you've put on tape and film, that's what defensive coordinators are watching every single day. And they're just trying to find twists and schemes, and the main thing, they want you to extend plays every time. And if you learn how to just like sit in the pocket, and when it's not down, like we're playing in the shell league, like it's cover four, cover two, cover six, cover five, like all these different two high coverages. If it's not there, bro, just get it out your hand, you know. And I told you on the field, and just the less hits you take, the better, you know, because it's a long, long season. I know you went through that, you know, because it's 17, 18 long weeks, and then you add playoffs on there, it gets long. So the more you can get down, get rid of the ball, check it down, And just be smart. Like, that's the advice I would give, you know, and I think you're going to do great like you always done. So,
yeah, and obviously, ironically, the advice that he gave him at the beginning of the season ended up being advice that CJ, I don't want to paint a picture of CJ, you know, causing all of his own sacks or anything, but he took a lot of sacks. He took the second most sacks in the league after Caleb Williams. One of the things with CJ is so much of it was pressure right up the gut where it's really hard to avoid it. You're just, okay, yeah, you want to get rid of the ball quickly, but you need the pocket to hold up just for a little bit. I think that when CJ talks about those shell coverages, without getting into, if you don't know what cover two or cover four is or anything, just know that they're taking away the deep ball. They're keeping everything in front of you. They're trying to turn you into a dink and dunk quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that CJ saw that in his second season, and it's really a show of respect, if anything. But it's something that Pat Mahomes had to go through. Pat Mahomes was, when teams decided to play nothing but cover two versus Pat Mahomes, he had a hard time that year, and he wasn't the same guy until he really learned to live by the cliches. Don't go broke. You won't go broke taking a profit. Take what the defense gives you. All of that. CJ was doing a good job of it initially when he had Stephon Diggs. And it's a lot easier when you got Stephon Diggs, where CJ would, there'd be bad pass protection, he'd throw a tight window pass to Stephon Diggs because he was there and he was available.
Yeah.
It was a lot harder in the second half of the season after Stephon Diggs went down to live on a diet of that. The other part where Bobby Slowick and the rest of the offense didn't hold up their end of the bargain is, hey, if teams are going to play a bunch of zone and just try to take away the deep ball, then you better be able to run the ball. You don't even have to be awesome because it's easy pickings. And like, it's easy to run the ball versus cover two unless it's a really, really good defense. And they could not do that.
Yeah.
That was one of the most frustrating things about going against the Titans. The Titans were horrendous against the run, and the Texans could not do a damn thing against them.
Yeah.
They were just getting they couldn't run. They were getting destroyed. Joe Mixon's getting tackled in the backfield.
Right.
CJ did advance in understanding how to play that way, and college quarterbacks are greedy for downfield. Extend the play. You send four vertical receivers and somebody's going to come open in college. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. And I think CJ did take advantage of it. But this year, that's why you don't just trade for Christian Kirk, a slide receiver. You draft a slot receiver in Jalen Noel.
Yeah.
Give him options. You draft a running back who's a receiving threat. You do all these things to give him options for when a team takes away what you really want to do.
Well, remember when Bobby Slowick was asked last year, Seth, at the probably about the time the offense was starting to unravel a little bit for this team?
Yeah.
Somebody asked him at a press conference, what exactly do you guys do well offensively? And his answer was shot plays, like
right.
deep shots, you know?
Yeah.
So like the one, and I almost feel like Bobby didn't really have an answer, and that was the first thing that popped into his head possibly, because that was when the offense was really slogging through games.
Yeah.
But if indeed that's his answer, it's the antithesis of what you're talking about the team needing to do to be successful. Their strength is shot plays.
Bread and butter.
Well, and you got a quarterback. Your strength is shot plays. You got an offensive line that can't protect your quarterback. You know?
Well, and what they didn't really help him out with either, and partly it is, when the pass protection's as bad as it is, it's hard to have a whole lot of options. That goes back to Bobby Slowick as well. The pass protection being as bad as it was had some systemic issues to it. But, you're wondering the whole first part of the season, like, okay, can we develop some kind of a short game? Can I see some crossers and some mesh and all this other stuff?
Nope.
And you just didn't see it develop, and they made stabs at it in the second half of the season. But Bobby Slowick himself, I think sometime around either the midseason or around the bye week or whatever, admitted that they didn't adjust quickly enough to all of the shell coverages they were seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, why didn't adjustment even have to be made? You had Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Nico Collins in your wide receiving core.
Right.
Did you expect that teams were just going to roll the dice and play man against everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know what you expected,
yep.
But that was poor planning, that it was somehow a surprise to you that you were seeing as much cover two as you did. Yeah, the shot plays come by and large because Nico Collins can beat any kind of
That's
coverage.
Exactly right.
You know?
That's exactly right. One more from CJ here in a second. Our producer today, Colin Neal, who's in for Ben, says CJ is a month and a half older than Caleb Williams. So they're about the same age.
Yeah, he was CJ was born in October of 2021. My God.
Yes.
Caleb Williams was born in November of 2021.
No. 2001. Like, not 21.
Yeah, no, 2021, Sean. They're toddlers. Okay.
Last year was
just a case of the that horrible age three.
I knew what you meant. I'm just heading off the text page to point out that they're not infants. Yeah.
They're recalcitrant, disobedient youth. Yes.
AI can make them babies if we want them to. They can make anybody a baby on AI these days. Are you creeped out by those videos like I am? I'm creeped out by those videos.
I didn't know when you do YouTube videos, you have to check a box as if something was digitally altered that would be misrepresenting. And it was a video where I did that Photoshop of me and Simone Biles on vacation in Rome.
In front of the Roman Colosseum,
With my arm around Simone Biles' shoulder.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't have to disclose. It's if it's digitally altered in a way that would fool the viewer.
Yeah.
And I feel like anybody that would have been fooled by that picture. Plus, I was shrunk down to 5'4". So I looked only a little bit taller than Simone Biles.
Yeah. That would be the big part, because otherwise I would believe everything in that you were hanging out with Simone Biles in Rome. I'm like, this is totally believable.
Yeah.
One more from CJ Stroud. What are your expectations for 2025?
I can't say that like last year was a good or bad year, in my opinion. But internally, my expectations for this year are probably higher than a lot of people's outside expectations, just because, I mean, for me, to be able to, you know, do some of the things that, you know, God has allowed me to do, and to be blessed enough to win Rookie of the Year and to be in the playoffs twice, I know the sky's the limit. Like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have like, man, you have...
I'll take that.
Yeah, like, I have no shot to be who I am. I would have never thought, but it's nothing but, like Eli said, and preparation and the hard work when nobody sees. So I think my year three expectations are, you know, whatever I really make them. So
he, in that sit down, he says, like Eli said, at least three or four times in the cuts that I've seen and that we've pulled here, he really was vibing whatever Eli Manning was saying sitting up on that panel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He said, like, in like multiple answers, like, you know, like Eli said. You know, like Eli said.
Eli, did you watch that whole interview?
I didn't watch the whole interview. Okay. I just saw some of the cuts that Houston Stress
put. The whole panel?
No.
It was Peyton and Eli had kind of like a little playful banter going back and forth where they were teasing each other, and I found it distracting. I was like, hey, I'm here for the young guys to talk, okay? They did give some really good clips. Peyton and Eli had really good advice for both of them.
So you said earlier, like, CJ just comes across different sitting up there. He was sitting next to Bryce Young and Caleb Williams. You watched the whole thing, and that kind of came through in the panel as well?
Yeah, I think, and I think that they all gave great answers. I think CJ gave I'm biased, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But the funny part was at the beginning. I should go back and grab this today. The Peyton Manning is talking about those three young quarterbacks and playing as a rookie. And he's like, and you know, and that's how CJ was supposed to have the awesome. That was how CJ was able to have the awesome rookie year that he did. And you know, Bryce and Caleb too. Like,
He
threw him at the end.
We need that. That's it. Thanks for the platitudes, buddy. Yeah.
When I was looking up Caleb Williams' age, guess what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm not going to – the second prompt when you Google somebody, I'm always intrigued by what prompts come up first. The second prompt is Caleb Williams autosexual? Sean, I have a question for you. Is Caleb Williams autosexual, and what is autosexual?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question.
According to AI, which is notoriously wrong, Caleb Williams has come out as autosexual. Autosexuality refers to a sexual orientation where individuals experience primary sexual attraction and desire towards themselves.
That's what I was going to say. Auto means self. Yeah.
AI got bilked by a brilliant troll. Yeah. By a brilliant fake report.
Okay. Well, I'm an autosexual then. I love myself. You know,
Primarily?
Yeah,
more
Amy,
than anybody
Amy,
else?
Amy would say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop got going on. When Alex Bregman signed with the Red Sox, when June rolled around, I'm guessing he was not going to I'm guessing he would not have guessed he'd find himself on this list. We will tell you what it is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.